Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
BBB Army, we have a very special episode today, excuse me. As you can see, we have amazing fans here from the Army for a very, very special video today. Welcome all of you here today on our show. Thank you guys for so coming. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome. Hi. We would like you guys to introduce yourself. You can just state your first name. And of course, we have to know what has been your favorite era of CC.
Hi, I'm Kari. I'm from Germany. It's really cool to be here today. I think my absolutely favorite era of CC has been the We Stitch These Wounds and like Set the World on Fire era, because he always went so wild. I mean, he always goes wild, but this is absolutely my favorite. To see, to hear.
My name is Dorka. I'm from Hungary. I'm very happy to be here again. My favorite era of CC is probably Set the World on Fire one. And to be specific, the Legacy music video. It just don't talk.
Hi, I'm Kendra. I'm from the States. My favorite era has to be Wretched and the Vine, one of my favorite eras of all time, with the long hair.
I'm Cassidy. We have two Cassidys in here.
Yes, we do. We have two Cassidys in here.
I'm Cassidy. I'm from Iowa. There's not much here, but I'd have to say my favorite era of CC was kind of a tie between Wretched and Divine era and then the Phantom Tomorrow era, just because there's two different vibes. But CC ate in all of them, so it's fine.
Yes. I'm the other Cassidy. You guys can call me Cass. The Texas Cass. My favorite CC era definitely has to be right in between Wretched and Divine and the Phantom Tomorrow, because there was just a little level of unhinged with CC that we saw in the early years that we got to see again.
I'm Amy. I'm from Virginia. My favorite era would probably be Wretched and Divine. I love that era of BBB, but Bleeders might take it over. I don't know. We'll wait to see. But I'm pretty confident Bleeders might overtake Wretched and Divine for me.
Hi, I'm Allie. I live in Belgium, and my favorite era would probably have to be Wretched and Divine as well. Going pretty old school. Still like this makeup like the most when like during the earlier era, so gonna have to be that one.
Nice. Well, thank you guys for coming on. For the record, I'm kind of with Cassidy. My favorite eras, I would have to say the Phantom Tomorrow of CC, but I do agree, Bleeders could be a game changer.
My favorite era of CC is Set the World on Fire. I loved his war paint. I mean, he went all out all over his body. It was crazy.
We are all here because we have a very special video. As the BBB Army knows, CC's birthday is coming up here very, very soon, right before the Bleeders tour starts here in the United States of America. And we have wanted to do a celebration for him like we do with all birthdays. So we have brought these amazing fans to play some CC birthday trivia.
We made it extra hard just for all of you guys.
Oh no,
that's fun.
There are 15 questions. They're all multiple choice, nothing to type in or anything to figure out. They're all multiple choice. Some are easy, some may be medium and hard. If you watch our episodes and interviews that we did with CC, we definitely took some questions and answers from those interviews and times with him. So hopefully it will help out. So we'll see how it goes. But we promise we didn't go that hard. Okay, Nicole, we didn't go that hard.
No, I was just doing trickery to make him sweat.
Chapter 1 to 100.
I will pull it up here. That way you guys can log in and everything else. So let's do it. Pin numbers there. You can go to www.kahoot.it, or you can, if you have the app. There we go. Oh, they have new features for the avatars. That's cool.
Oh, I love that they're constantly updating.
I get sometimes annoyed. They're always updating.
I love that mine has a cowboy hat on.
Oh my god.
Oh, I'm a polar bear with sunglasses.
You can customize it, I think, like their accessories and animals. I don't know where, but I think you can.
I love my hair.
I feel like I truly am a polar bear with a cowboy hat.
I appreciate those who got the raccoons. Thank you.
Of course.
We wish you guys luck. There is 15 questions, all multiple choice. And the timer set for 30 seconds for all of us. So, yeah. We wish you luck.
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Wait, okay. No, I was gonna say, wait, don't hit the thing yet. I just want everyone to know that I just want them all to have fun. I want you all to have fun. Just know that if there's anything that you get wrong, it doesn't make you any less of a CC fan or a Black Veil Brides fan.
Exactly. And if CC and Alex, hi, are watching, we hope you guys enjoy this episode. Again, all for fun and games. We love you guys. We love you, CC and Alex. So are we all ready to go?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Cool. First question, what was the name of the band CC used to be in? Silent Civilian, Black Veil Brides, The Dreaming, Dysfunction 212. Which one is it? What was the name?
I bet he used to be in Black Veil Brides.
For sure.
Silent Civilian.
Holy I was right. Wow.
Nice job.
I got a James mixed up.
Okay, Jake was in Dreaming, and I think Jake was in Dysfunction 212. I think that was it.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I got them mixed up.
It's okay. Let's check it off.
I rewatched the CC episode just in case.
Nice. All right, here we go. Who's in the lead? We have Kari's in the lead.
Woo!
Amazing.
This will be the only time, by the way.
I've been there. I feel that.
All right. Second question. What year did CC join Black Veil Brides?
Don't overthink this one like I did.
Oh, man.
I overthought it.
Express 2009.
It was 2010.
They answered that quick.
He did. Oh, Kari's still in the lead.
That's a raccoon power.
Raccoon power.
That's always the raccoon power.
All right. How tall is CC?
Okay.
Taller than me.
Is he 6'1"?
Yeah, taller than me.
6'2", 6, or 6'3". How tall is our raccoon king? He is 6'2".
I'm not doing well on this.
Yeah. No one get it right.
I knew I probably wasn't going to do very well on it, but, you know, if it was Lonnie, then I'd be like...
If it was Lonnie, she would nail it.
For the record, there will be one for each member, so just keep that in mind, Cassidy. All right, well, okay. Go points!
Oh, no.
Still in the lead.
We all got around the area.
Right. What is CC's zodiac sign?
I don't even know what my zodiac is.
Yeah, I know what I am.
Nicole quizzed me on this March, when we did trivia, when she trivied me, so.
We're just gonna wing it.
CC was like my all-time favorite for the whole like duration of my fandom in the band, so this is more so stakes on myself than anything.
Yeah, Kari's still in the lead.
No pressure at all.
No pressure at all.
All right, CC is the only member from which state?
Okay, no, there's Ohio.
Oh, God.
There's this. Okay. Aren't there only like three states?
I have no idea, just pick one
or something.
I should have random guessed. Yeah.
He is from California. He's the only one from California, LA. Ooh, that was a big jump.
Yeah, that
nice.
Was.
Nice. Ali, don't you dare.
Ali's coming for you.
Yeah, Ali's
that's the first time for me being good in Kahoot. My students always beat me.
I feel that.
I have no idea.
All right, we all know he loves White Claw. What is his favorite flavor, though?
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Black cherry is one of his favorite ones. If he had to choose one,
it'll be black cherry.
Ooh, okay.
What age did CC start to play the drums?
I love the way I just watched before recording the last year trivia. I watched it today, so I know this.
Hey, what?
Played the game smart.
Wow.
I had no idea. I had a gut feeling it was between 7 or 10.
I was between 6 and 9. I was like, it's one of those loopy numbers.
To be fair, when the call quiz me, I guess 5, or when he popped out of the wound.
You'd think it would be at a younger age, too.
That's what I was thinking.
Was there even an age he didn't play drums?
What age did he not play drums?
Okay, we are Cassidy's coming up the board. I just realized that's like Moose Cassidy.
I know.
I think of Victoria when I see the moose.
Same.
All right, what kind of drummer did CeCe start as of? Jazz, rock, pop, or disco? Hot beat. I almost said heart.
Wow, nice.
By the record, I had no idea what disco beat was. I was looking up type of drumming, and I'm like, what is disco beat?
Disco beat sounds so fitting for CeCe.
It does.
Jazz.
Right?
Jazz.
I could see him breaking down the hustle a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Elena's come to join. Elena's come to join.
Oh my god,
a cat!
Oh my god, hi!
I never allow her in my room, but you know, just this once.
It's a special day.
There's so much love in here. I love that.
All right.
What was CeCe banging on before drums?
Floors, cups, boxes, or pots and pans?
I just want the most common answer to this. I've been commonly.
Yeah, as I say, don't overthink this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, there you go. Pots and pans has a whole
thing. I overthought this one.
Every time I see the word cups and I talk about drums, I think it was like the cup song from Pitch Perfect. It kind of like sounds like a good thing to me.
That was a thing one time, one year. All right, what is CeCe's favorite BBB music video so far? The Legacy.
Shit.
Coffin. Torch or Fallen Angels?
Could be all of them, to be honest.
It could be all of them.
Yeah, I feel like Legacy.
I'm so passionate about all of them. You're just like, they're the best.
At least no one said Fallen Angels. I just like to throw that out there.
The Legacy is the most chaotic out of all of them, so.
No, I could, yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
And he does have the most screen time with him with the drums too.
Yeah.
And
for
anyone who forgot when Nicole and I did the trivia, CeCe did claim that the junkyard wherever they were filming at, it was very close to his childhood home. So
Aww. Still salty about that though.
Nicole, it's been a year, Nicole. It's been a year.
I can't get over it.
All right, okay.
We can stop here now.
Right, what is CeCe's all-time favorite? Soda, Dr. Pepper, Ruby Red Squirt, Sprite, Wild Cherry Pepsi.
Please be what I think
easy
it is.
One.
Oh, man.
Shit.
That's us.
I've never heard of
Never heard of that.
Before. Never heard of it.
It just makes me think of cheer wine.
Wasn't it cherry Pepsi?
Okay, so.
From a year ago.
Okay.
Like a year ago.
So when we had CeCe on for our 100th episode, for those of us who watch, we asked him if he could have 5 liquids coming out of his fingers. He said we were correct about the wild Chepsi Pepsi, but his all-time favorite because he hadn't had it for such a long time
was
Red Squirt.
What? I've never heard that before in my life.
I didn't either. I found it.
We don't have it here, so.
I'm assuming the Ruby Red is like a grapefruit version of it.
Like yes, it's like a cherry grapefruit soda. It's delicious, guys. If you ever find it, I understand why he likes it.
Well, I thought they were bringing such it back an American in stores.
Thing. I've seen it in like grocery stores. I only seen it in gas stations.
What? You can literally buy a 12-pack at Walmart. Like, I swear, there's a 12-pack at Walmart. You got to believe me.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I know we have them here. I don't know if it's a Texas thing, but...
See,
it's
maybe Washington it's a Texas thing in thing. Gas stations.
I don't think it's a Virginia thing.
All right, we are getting down to the last couple of questions here, guys.
Almost there.
What was CeCe studying when he attended college for that short bit? Animal science, business, engineering, computer science.
Oh, wait, I think I mixed them up. Yep.
Shit, I got that right. Holy crap.
Science. I knew it was one of the sciences.
It is science, believe it or not.
I almost went with engineering. I'm so glad I didn't.
I may have done that.
Happy he's in BBB now.
You made a jump cast. You're right underneath Cassidy now. The two casts are together now.
I know. Now they're going to be at war.
No, we can have peace.
We got to see which one will prevail.
CC attended community college. He was doing computer science, but like I remember he told Nicole and I, like, he had to take these courses, and one was like, I forgot what it was, Microsoft Office or something, very basic stuff where he knew what it was already. So
yeah
I do remember that. Didn't he, if he couldn't find a parking spot, like, he quit? So it was, yeah.
Find a parking spot, so he just dropped out.
He's like, this is not gonna work anymore, I'm leaving.
I don't blame him.
I mean, I can't blame him. There's never parking in colleges.
Oh my god.
Oh,
how long have CC and Alex been married?
Indefinitely is obviously the answer. Forever and ever. As child, they were babies.
Bro, I'm so torn.
Remember,
don't overthink it. Just really don't overthink it. Think about the year they got bored and when we were young festival.
Yeah, I'm thinking of when we were young fest. Yeah.
Seriously, Infinity?
I should put Infinity.
I wanted to throw you guys off. Technically, they've been married for 2 years, but you know what? Infinity. They were meant for each other.
No, of course, but that was too easy.
Ooh, Kari, you're still in the lead, girl. You're probably gonna.
Can we finally stop?
Well, we have like two more questions here. So.
How many cats do Alex and Cece have?
Can I remember? One.
I know they recently got a new one. They have
five.
They have
cat ladies.
Five cats.
Five cats.
They're cats, people, I can tell.
Raccoons are not included, right?
Raccoons.
Well, that's a shame. The window for forever.
They have five cats. I don't know the names of them, but I know they have five.
I remember one. I think like one of them was like messed. Like the paw was underneath the door.
It was Hanzo, and then they have. I don't remember the rest.
I love the way how everybody is a cat lady in this band.
Final question. We wish you luck.
Oh.
What is his goal in life?
I think this is the easiest one.
Go skydiving. Learning yoga.
Yeah.
Animal too obvious, sanctuary. Yeah. Podium. Third place.
What a drum. Place.
Cassidy, and in first place! Nice! The moose. We have two
untouchable cards.
Oh my gosh, y'all are like freaky.
Only the help from this little guy. Seriously, I really officially challenged CC for being the biggest raccoon lover in this world. That's the first Kahoot I ever won in my life, by the way.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations. Thank you guys for playing. Hopefully you guys have learned new stuff about CC. Yeah.
For sure, dude.
Again, CC, if you're watching, if we got any of these wrong, we blame the internet.
No, I will. If we got any of these wrong, CC, man, we watched all your interviews and our own. So I mean, how could we be wrong?
Sounds like he needs to come on and set the story straight again.
I know. Exactly. Changing his answer, though. That's a thing.
Changing the answers or adding new ones. Like, oh, yeah, I guess the legacy was my favorite, but now I like this new one called Bleeders.
Fair enough.
I mean...
But hey, this happened before Bleeders came out, so I mean, technicality right there.
Yeah, that's okay.
We do want to give you guys an opportunity if any of you would like to send any birthday wishes to CC during this episode.
Hope you come back to Hungary as soon as possible, because I know it's one of your favorite places to play at. I mean, your grandma was born here, so I hope I can see you again soon. And I wish you a very, very happy birthday.
CC, happy, happy birthday. I hope you have the best day ever. And I can't wait for you to come back to Europe so we have a great time. You're a legend. You're an icon because you love raccoons. Everybody has to love raccoons. So have the best day. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to a wonderful raccoon man. We love you.
Happy birthday, Cece. I look forward to seeing you in Minneapolis and Green Bay for the Bleeders Tour. I can't wait to meet you guys all again. And I'm looking forward to what the new music video and music is going to be like. And I hope your birthday is filled with lots of love and raccoons and maybe tacos, you know?
Yes.
I hope that you have a good birthday. I hope that the tour continues to be phenomenal. I've been seeing that the photos and everything have been awesome. I hope that Alex has something special planned, some like nice dinner. We all know you like food. You're a tourist. I can't wait to see you in Texas. And again, happy birthday, Cece.
Happy birthday, Cece. Can't wait to see you guys on tour. Can't wait for April 26th to hear the new Bleeders song. And hope your birthday is filled with lots of raccoons.
Cece, well, I wish you a very happy birthday. I hope that you get to spend it with the ones that you love in life. And I hope that you have an amazing one. And I can't wait to see you guys up here in Europe. You better make sure you take that Bleeders tour up here, y'all. And in the meantime, I hope you have the best time in the U.S. tour. And just counting down the days till Bleeders. Can't wait. So have the best birthday ever.
Cece, sir, happy birthday. I'm going to see you during your Christian mingles here very, very soon in Denver, Colorado. I cannot wait. Just thank you for everything you've done for BBB. I hope, too, your birthday is a very special day with all your friends, obviously Alex, and all your five fur babies of your cats, and among any other fur animal creatures, raccoons, pugs, ferrets, possums, anything. So, happy birthday, Cece. Just thank you so much. And I honestly cannot wait to see you again here at the end of this month. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cece. Hopefully this will be the year that you will get a raccoon for your birthday. We know one day you will have a raccoon as a pet. We're all just waiting for it to happen. But I'm also going to be seeing you at the Denver, Colorado show with Ruth. I look forward to it. Hopefully you have the best birthday of all time and that you get to spend it with everyone you love.
Once again, thank you for all of you guys signing up and joining for this very special birthday episode for Cece. Cece, again, if you are watching, I hope you guys enjoyed this lovely, cute episode. Again, hopefully we got the answers correct. If not, sir, we're going to have a talk in Denver, Colorado.
It was so lovely to see similar faces and some new faces too. And I want to just take this time to like thank you guys for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on, especially those that live out of country.
Yes, we greatly appreciate it. Thank you. I know time difference, it's challenging. So
I was counting when to join.
I know.
11 a.m.
For in the UK and Germany and everything for coming on with the time difference. We deeply appreciate it. And I know Chris Biersack is always deeply appreciated for international friends to come on the show. So thank you very much. And of course, thank you for all the other friends in the United States for coming on too. So. Before we wrap up, we just want to say once again, happy birthday, Cece. We all love you. And clearly, we can't wait to see you again. And especially with this new Bleeders era. Hello, sir. And BBB Army, please go give all these amazing fans a follow. All of their social media links will be down in the description. Instagram, Twitter, etc. will be down there. Please go give them a follow. They are just amazing. And as you can tell, they love Cece like I do. So it's amazing. It's just amazing to see all the love that all the fans have for each member, the Cece crew. What do they call it? The Trash Pandas? Or was that what they call? I can't remember. When Cece had his Instagram thingy for a little bit, we had a group name. I forgot what it was called. So
it's not called the Trash Pandas. Now it's called the Trash Pandas because that's amazing. I'm really feeling a Trash Pandas vibe. So yes, that's cool.
I like that. So, what is that?
Brennan wanted me to show you one of our chickens.
Oh my god.
It's Edgar Allan Poe.
I literally love it.
Love that.
It's a god chicken.
Oh my god, he is too perfect.
Let's bring all the fur babies. Roku, come here, boy.
You're not in trouble anymore, Roku. You can come.
Come, Roku. Cece wants to see you.
Puppy.
Oh. All the fur babies.
Mine's in my dad.
My dog.
Mine's in my pet.
We have those fur babies.
Stop
Hey, stuffed animals here. Totally count.
Oh, I see a big dog.
I see a tail.
We see tails.
Come here. Oh, hi. Oh. Hi. Oh. It's for Cece. Fur babies need to be included. Come here. Come here, buddy.
Come on. Oh my God, look at the fur baby.
All the fur baby love.
All the fur baby love.
What's the next fur baby?
Roku, wish happy birthday to Shishi. Even though you're a little bit smiling. Butter. Aww. Aww.
This is the Pitbull Terrier.
Oh,
he is the sweetest.
I was thinking that same thing, Ruth.
Thank you.
Roku said,
good boy. Such a good boy. All the fur babies. Fur babies have to make an appearance for
all
this.
The fur children.
Absolutely. Fur yes, babies. Especially with the CC episode. We need the fur babies.
You should just wake up Ender. I know he's going to be grumpy, but.
Yeah, mine are hiding somewhere.
Let me see if he's willing.
I have four cats, so.
Oh, wow.
Almost
four.
Four number cats.
Four.
Yeah, four and one dog.
I have two cats, and mine always goes to the neighbors for food because he's very greedy. He wants all of them
go to the neighbor for food as well.
That's the one that steals my jalapeno Cheetos.
There's the Ender.
Ender.
Aww. He's grumpy right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I figured he would be grumpy.
Like, you woke me up for this.
Yes, Ender, you need to make an appearance. Even though you're a naked baby, you're still a fur
baby.
Fur baby.
Honorary baby.
You're still a baby, Ender.
Chase.
Honorary fur baby for sure.
He's like, hi, Ender. Thank you for your presence.
Bye.
He's like, I'm cold.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. We deeply again cannot say thank you enough. Thank you guys so much. And again, Cece, happy birthday. We hope you enjoy your day. And we will see you guys next week here on a brand new episode. I have Roku hair flying everywhere now.
Bye-bye.